Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I messed with the OCD crowd yesterday on Twitter. I was driving home and I noticed my car was getting close to
100,000.
Yeah. And it just so happened as I was getting close to the house,
I hit
900, all nines. And I got close to the driveway. I was still all nines, and I said, "You know what? I'm just going to do this: pull in the garage with 9999999. How many nines are there? That'd be 6 nines, right? I'm sorry,
5 nines.
I have your mic on, puss. Your mic's on.
Yeah, right. It's 5 nines.
5 nines. Okay.
Looking at it.
Are you looking at it? Okay. Yeah. And I said, "The OCD crowd, you're welcome. And by the way, I have OCD, so it took me a lot to even post that." And I left it hanging there, and some guy goes, "Ah, you prick."
Oh, he's right there.
Yeah, he was.
He's right on that.
I know. So this morning, of course, I hit 100,000, and I shared that for the OCD crowd. It doesn't take much to entertain, does it? But there's a coffee symbol on my car. I think Todd asked, and I have that car 10 years. I don't know what it means. I think it means...
My wife had a similar model.
Yeah.
A smaller one, sedan.
It's a Mercedes. So if anybody knows, I've had this thing 10 years. Yeah. And people... And Laura, our midday girl, Hardy, excuse me. I'm sorry. That was her regular name.
Yeah. Hardy.
Hardy, our midday lady. She... sorry, lady, I should call her. She's cool. And she said, "Does your car make coffee?" And to this day, I don't know what that's there for, because it is a coffee symbol.
I think it's
there. Is it because I'm burned out and maybe hitting a...
No,
it comes on and says you need to be awake.
There's a sensor.
Right.
Like if your head disappears
right.
from a certain area
right.
you know, of the cockpit.
Right.
That goes on.
Okay, you want the... Here's the definition.
Good.
Okay.
I've had this thing 10 years. I don't think I've ever looked into it.
It's supposed to keep you alert, I think.
They call it attention assist. It detects low attention. A coffee cup symbol appears on the dashboard, and an audio signal sounds to suggest maybe you should take a break. It works at speeds of more than... what is it? But yeah, it says it can be switched off or adjusted for sensitivity. So.
I think I tested it when I drove my wife's car to Minneapolis one time.
Just drifted off to the side of the road, hit a guardrail, see what happened.
Just pretend that you're nodding off. You know, lean your head down,
think,
like you're nodding off,
see,
and
now,
it goes
now
off.
I know why mine goes off all the time. Because...
You fall asleep at the wheel?
No. It's a weird dynamic.
It's used to sensing a really large head. And when something's
okay,
not in
they're
the
all
vicinity.
True.
Are there two of you sitting there? Why is the head so big?
No, here's what happens. I know exactly what happens now. After all these years, now I know why that coffee thing is always on. I lower my steering wheel pretty low, and how high my seat is, the top of the steering wheel goes right in front of the speed limit. So for me to see the speed limit, because it's just the way I'm comfortable, it's the way that the height of the chair, the lowness of the steering wheel, the way I look at the speed limit is to lower my head to look underneath that steering wheel.
Does it go
That's
off,
why
though?
That, no, there's no noise.
Okay.
I think it just lights up and says coffee time.
Oh, yeah. I think the coffee thing just means it's activated.
I don't know. I think it means you better get some coffee.
Is the coffee thing on all the time?
You know, I'll swerve on the way home and see what happens.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I'll just swerve on the way home
or
and see what happens.
Or see if you can turn that off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care at this point. Todd, it's been 10 years, man.
Yeah.
It says if the light's on, that means the attention assist is turned on
okay.
and ready to detect.
Got it.
Or actively check for fatigued driving behaviors, which probably is most of the time you're behind.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn that off because if you drift at all, you want that thing to go, shake a little bit.
Right. Is that what it does? I forget what it does.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. When I'm driving, I'm sleeping half the time.
I got it to activate a couple of times, so it works.
And coffee does make in my does brew a nice cup in the glove compartment. It's that nice a car.
Yeah. Should
it should exactly. I think that's a new model. They do that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I want to thank our buddy Meatball at T95 for tweeting us on the T95 site, actually, yesterday. A picture, I know Craig has it, probably get into it later on. It's of a gorilla getting oral sex.
Oh, there's video.
Oh, see, I didn't click on the video yet.
Oh, there's video.
Yeah.
I watched it last night, and it is hilarious.
Because the still shot, you know, he's laying back with his hand, and she's doing, it obviously looks like two humans, you know. And that's where we evolved from apes, you know. Sorry, you Jesus freaks.
But
happened, by the way.
We didn't evolve through oral sex.
No, no, we did not. So this video that, without being too graphic, the woman head moving.
Her head doesn't move. Hips do.
Yeah, it looks like his head is back. Like yeah,
uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the video again, you can see the like, you know. Fourth grade field trip that was walking by.
Oh, that's who's
that
there.
Time.
All right.
Yes.
You know, here's the deal. I still remember.
Is that on their Twitter page?
I'll post the link.
I had a third grade field trip to a zoo once, and wasn't like as nice a zoo we have in this city. It was a backwoods thing back in Pennsylvania. Probably had a couple squirrels and a couple monkeys, that kind of thing. And I remember it stuck with me forever. Me and my buddy in third grade are looking at these two apes. They think they were actually chimpanzees. And one of them had a big old red rocket, and the other one was just standing there picking fleas off of it. And when you're in third grade, I'd giggle at that now. We laughed for like years, and that stuck in my brain. Now, this fourth grade class that walked past the two apes having oral sex, they're never going to forget that. They're never going to forget that visual. And they don't even know what it is yet.
Somebody's mentioning that in a graduation speech.
Oh, yeah.
in about 8 years.
Time, yeah. To the graduates, remember the time we saw the monkey getting... Aww. Friday, Nick will be here. Craig will be here. Nick's got a gig tonight, I believe. It's Erling, Iowa. Let him plug that when he gets in here. And what else is going on? I didn't watch any of that game last night. It was the Panthers won that, right?
They did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christian
McCaffrey got hurt.
All
right. Oh, he did?
Yeah. He spins,
yanked a hammy.
He spends too much time on the leg machine. They were... I forget who was down on the field. I saw him, and he looks like Earl Campbell.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much, though.
And then they cut to
He's kind of a fast running back, too.
About Earl Campbell. And why are we talking about Earl Campbell? He has nothing to do with this Houston organization.
No.
Yeah. The organization that Earl Campbell used to be involved in is now called the Tennessee Titans.
Exactly, and they keep the records and all that stuff. They move it over.
See, I saw the beginning of that, Todd, and they came back from commercial, and Joe Buck was talking about how he loved Earl Campbell when he was a kid and how Earl played right next door at the Houston Astrodome.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And they talked about the Astrodome, and then, yeah, they kind of transitioned from there kind of clunkily into Earl Campbell.
Got it. I hate those clunky transitions. You won't hear any of those today.
No.
By the way, the gorilla video's up now.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah.
On Twitter and Facebook?
Facebook.
Okay.
Evolution.
Will that get banned from Facebook?
No.
It's just two monkeys having fun.
You don't see any. But yeah, evolution is now officially settled science.
Yeah, of course it is.
Tell me we didn't evolve from that.
Yeah. This is perfect for the situation here.
Oh, this is at the Bronx Zoo.
Here we come.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play that a lot. Yeah, Friday. Get ready. We're going to have some fun today. Phone number is what?
877-931-4TNT.
Right.
And the email is TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Some of our listeners, during the appetizer, Craig did the story about the girl that brought a knife to a gunfight. Our listeners were brutal. Our social media was brutal on her, brutal on her. So don't read the social media if you're that girl. I don't think you look that bad. I just think you look a little crazy.
That's why she's not stepping forward, giving us a call, checking in, giving us the whole story.
That's probably it. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.